I'll turn to the 121st Psalm this morning. Psalms 121. We're going to take our thoughts primarily from there this morning. While you're turning, I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we count it a privilege to be in your house. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We thank you for each one that's able to be out this morning. We thank you for the good testimonies, the good songs, and the Sunday school hour that stirred our hearts together. We thank you for the privilege of being able to come together in your presence and receive the help that we need to make our way home to glory. Now I pray as we look into your word, you quicken our minds. Help us, Lord, that we might have the thoughts that you'd have us to, that we might receive the help from your word that you've intended. Guide us this morning. Anoint the hearing and the preaching of your word, I ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Got up early this morning, and it really did seem early this morning, an hour earlier. But I got up early this morning, was praying before I went to study, was praying, prayed for, there's not any one of you here, none of you here that I didn't pray for. Every one of you I prayed for this morning by name. And went through row by row, pew by pew, and not only ones that are here, but when I hit your pew, I usually try and remember your relatives as well. But praying for that. And as I went through and prayed, you know, we are a needy people. I was reminded of that. And in our prayer requests this morning, many requests made, and there's a whole bunch of serious requests that weren't spoken out this morning. We're a needy people. There's many needs among us and around us. Amen? If it ain't in our own lives and our loved ones and ones around us, there's distressing problems. There's situations that's beyond our means, beyond our understanding. Amen? Things we can't solve, things we can't handle. You know, when we come in, I know I mention this a lot, but when we come into times and seasons like this, when you come into difficult trials, perplexing situations, disappointments, one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to draw closer to God, or you're going to draw away. Difficult times rarely leave us as it found us. Amen? When we come in those times, we either, through resentment, disappointment, whatever, discouragement, draw away from God and begin a process of going away, or it causes us to recognize where our help comes from and draw up close to Him. Amen? And come out of the trial on the other side stronger and closer to God. But you know what? You know which side of that I'd like to see us come out on. Amen? Now I know, and as I prayed up and down the pews, I see it working on some. The trouble and trials is causing them to draw back. And that worries me. That concerns me. And I know it's a danger for each one of us. I want to look at the 121st Psalm this morning. It's just eight verses. I'm going to read the whole Psalm. Psalms 121, verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. One simple thought this morning that I want to impress on our minds. One thought. Our help comes from God. Our help comes from God. He says, I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Our help comes from God. Not from ourselves. Not from our wisdom. Not from our strength, not from our willpower, not from our skills. Our help comes from God. Now, I didn't say you shouldn't apply yourself to know, and shouldn't apply yourself to work. Amen? But recognize our help comes from God. Amen? It's not from our government. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't avail yourself of help if you're in need of it. But that ain't where we ought to be looking for our help. Amen? It's not from the church, not from other people. Our help comes from God. It's not from the doctors. I didn't say you shouldn't go to the doctor and they shouldn't do the part, but as Brother Ron said, unless God does His part, we don't get the help we need. Amen? In everything, Ultimately, our help comes from God. And we need that firmly implanted in our mind because we are prone. And I watch people. When they get in trouble, sometimes they turn to other things other than God and really relying on Him. And you know what? It becomes a spiritual drawing away that I've seen many end in destruction. Our help comes from God. No matter where we look, no matter what means or what instruments God may choose to use to give us that help. God may choose to use other people. He may choose to use the church. He may choose to use helping organizations. He may choose to use doctors. He may choose to use a number of things as the means of getting at our help. But we need to see our help is from God.
Amen.
Amen? You know why we need to see that? Because our reflex, our instinct, our automatic response in every difficult, trying situation ought to be first and foremost to seek God for our help. Amen? Not to feel sorry for ourselves, not to go running for sympathy, but to seek God for our help. Not even to pull up our own boots and to determine to work twice as hard. Amen? Those are secondary things. The first thing is to seek God for our help. I didn't say you shouldn't do any of those other things. Amen? But I said our first primary response needs to be to seek God for help. That's where our help comes from. That's where our very life and breath comes from. Amen? And everything about life. He's our God. He says, I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Amen.
God is more than able. He's not just able, He's more than able. He made everything you see, spoke it into existence. By His power, He sustains everything you see. He made you. He knew you before you was ever created. From the foundation of the earth, He knew who you would be. And He knew the situation you're in right now and one you're going to be in tomorrow. Amen? God knew all about it. He's the creator of all. He's the Lord of all. We're to look to Him. He said, lift up your eyes unto the hills. And that's where the idea was, where God was, His dwelling place. The idea here is direct your attention to God. When we're in difficult places, disappointments, losses, adversity, trials, perplexities, our response should be lift up your eyes, get your attention on God. Amen? That's the first place to settle it. Before you work harder, before you try and figure it all out, before you run hither and there trying to find an answer, the first place to go is to God. Amen? Settle it there. With your faith and trust in Him. Isaiah 44 and 2 says, thus saith the Lord that made thee, formed thee in the womb, which will help thee. That's all saying, here's God. He made you. He formed you in the womb from the time you were beginning. God had a hand in it. Which will help thee. And His instruction, what God said was, fear not. Amen? Fear not. O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I'll pour water upon him that is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessings upon that offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's. Another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Another shall subscribe his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord. The King of Israel, His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I shall call, and shall declare it, and shall set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? You're my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Here is from another translation. I really want to get this impressed in our minds. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, I'm the last. Beside me, there's no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed the ancient people, let them declare what's to come, what'll happen. He's saying, who is there like God? He said, I declared what was going to happen. Show me who else knew the future. Show me who else knew what was coming. Fear not. Be not afraid. Have not I told you from old and declared, he said, haven't I already told you what was true? Didn't I already know to this point? And you're my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There's no God. I know not any. There's only one God, the creator of the universe. God knows all about us. Every detail of our thought, of our emotions, who we are, why we are. Amen. And not only what we have been, he knows what we're going to be. He knows what we're going to face in the future. He knows the end from the beginning. He made us. He formed us. There's no one. There's nothing to compare to God. There's no other God knowing the end from the beginning. And it's this God that is willing and able to help us. Amen. It's this God who's promised to help us. Verse 3 of this, back to 121st Psalm, verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God's promised to keep, to protect us, to help us. He is our protector. Amen. He's the one that watches out for us. He's our guide. He's the one that maneuvers us through life. He doesn't take a break. He doesn't need to sleep. He doesn't grow tired. Amen. He doesn't get distracted. He's our wisdom. He's our comfort. He's our companion. Verse 5 says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He'll preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. There's no end to God's care and protection of us. When we get in a difficult place, what's the first thing? Satan screams. Well, first thing he does is block out everything God's ever done for us in the past. He wants us to forget about all that. All we see is it's bad and probably going to get worse and there's no hope for us, right? I mean, that's Satan's ploy, and his ultimate ploy is give up on God. Amen? He's not faithful. He don't really care. Psalms 10, verse 14, thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. God takes care of those who can't take care of themselves. Says he has an interest in the poor. He has an interest in the fatherless. He's watching out. As Brother Ron said, who are we that God would care? But you know what? God does care. Amen? God is insignificant as we really are. God really does care. Psalm 72, verse 12, for he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. God has a special care for those that are in struggles and difficulty, for those who can't solve their situation, for those who have needs beyond their means. God has a special care. So as Hebrews 13:6 says, so we may boldly say, the Lord's my helper. I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Should that not be our attitude? Come on. Should that not be our attitude as Christians? You know, one of the things, I go through trials, and I'm in one now. I go through trials at times, and I know the first response is, why me, poor me, this is not fair, right? I mean, we all do the little self-pity dance first when we get in difficulties and disappointments. But you know what? What kind of witness is that to those around us when we claim to know personally the creator of the universe? When we claim that the creator of the universe loved us so much that he was willing to become a person like you and me and die on a cruel cross so that we might be forgiven and saved. If he truly loves us that much, don't you think he's concerned about every other thing of life that we run into? Amen? I tell you what, we need to demonstrate the reality of our faith to those around us in time of difficulty. Our kids, our grandkids, our neighbors, our extended family need to see our God can be depended on. Our God is faithful. He didn't let us down. We may not know what's going on. We may not have an answer for it now. But this I can say, I will. I will have an answer for this at some time. It's just not now. Amen? We will see God's purpose and God's direction, if not on this side of glory, on the other side. Amen? Our help comes from God. It's to Him we should look. You know what? This is something God is concerned about. God is jealous of our care. Now think with me. If your kids really need something, and every time they get in a tight spot and they really need something, they run to everybody else except you, how are you going to feel about their confidence in you? I mean, if they want everybody else's advice, everybody else's help, when they have a need, they can ask everybody but you, how do you think that make you feel? Well, you'd feel like they didn't have much confidence in you, wouldn't you? God, in a similar way, has shown us His love. He's revealed Himself to us. He's shown what He's like. He's promised to take care of every one of our needs. And God is offended when we don't seek Him for what we stand in need of. Amen? Yes. Isaiah 31:1 says, "Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help, stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they're many, and in horsemen, because they're strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord." God had an issue with the children of Israel. They looked to Egypt because they could see Egypt, the horsemen were strong, right? They had a lot of horsemen and chariots. They could see that Egypt was strong. And they put their trust in that because they could see it. But they looked not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither sought the Lord. And He said, "Woe unto those." Amen? Amen? And we may judge the children of Israel harshly, but how much different is our situation? Amen? If we're looking everywhere to the strong things we see around us, rather than the One who's promised to take care of us. When our first response is something other than God, listen to me now. When our first response is something other than God, we bring dishonor to Him. When our real trust is in something other than God, we bring dishonor to God. Amen? God looks for ways and situations to prove His love for us. 2 Chronicles 16:7. "And at that time Hananiah the seer came to Asa the king of Judah and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Were not the Ethiopians and Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, He delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Herein hast thou done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars." Amen? What did He say? He said, "Look to God." He said, "Didn't God take care of you in these other battles? And now you're looking someplace else?" We need to remind ourselves the battles God's brought us through. We need reminded that it's God that's brought us to where we're at. And the current problem may be new, or it may just be a reoccurrence of an old one. But it is a new situation. And every new one requires new faith in God. And every time we still have a choice. Will we truly trust God? Or are we going to panic and look everywhere else? Amen? God takes note. You know, there's two sides of this relationship. Do you know that? We see God's love and love Him in return. God's looking for our love and trust on the other side of this relationship. God never intended this thing to be a one-way street. Do you know that? God never intended this relationship to be a one-way street where He does all the giving and all the loving and builds a relationship. He extended that love to us so that we would love Him and return and trust Him. Amen? That's what he desires over and over in the New Testament, or in the Old Testament and the New. He tells us God didn't ever want, he wasn't concerned with sacrifices and all that. That was just a way of leading us to what he really wanted. It was our love and trust. Amen? Our confidence in him, our looking to him. So what should we do? Find yourself in a tough situation. As a child of God, as a true Christian, what should you do? Well, you should cry out to God. Amen? When you're in a tough situation, take it to him. Cry out to him. You can express your emotions. You can express your fears. You can express your wants and desires and your frustrations. But go to the one you know can help you. Amen? Go to the one you know loves you. Pour it out before him. Psalms 3 and 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Time and time, David repeats this, that he cried in his distress, and God was faithful. Psalms 18 and 6, in my distress, I called unto the Lord, and I cried unto my God. And he heard my voice of his temple. My cry came before him even unto his ears. God is faithful. Cry out to him. Take it to him. Psalms 30 and 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down into the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, for his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. There's an end to all trials. God is faithful. Amen. In our distress, in our difficulties, our first and foremost response ought to be to cry out to God and cling to him for the help that we stand in need of. 107th Psalm, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. They gathered into the wilderness in a solitary place. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing heart and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their hearts with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he's broken the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they withdraw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Did you notice there? People fell into trouble. Some of their own doing, some as punishment, some just life. But when they turned and cried to the Lord, we're reminded that God delivered them. Amen? And over the phrase occurred there, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I'd encourage you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God really cares. Every situation in life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's financial, whether it's need of wisdom and guidance and decisions, whether it's a physical need, spiritual need, whatever need, God's concerned about every bit of your life. He is, every bit of it. And God knows all about it. He knows more about our thoughts than we do, because we forget some things, even of our own thoughts. God knows all about it. And he's told us, if we bring them to him, he'll take them, because he really cares. Psalm 16 and 1, here ought to be our prayer in times of trouble. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust? As I said earlier, I was reminded of this simple lesson this morning as I went through praying up and down the pews. We're needy people. Some of you need wisdom. You don't see very far down the road what you ought to be doing in a lot of areas of life. Amen? Need wisdom and guidance. What you ought to be doing, where you ought to be. Others need help physically. Others need help financially. Others need wisdom. Others have situations that they can't make work out. They need intervention to make it work out. Amen? Well, where are we going to turn for help? If, now listen to me. I believe it's true that difficulty will either draw us closer to God or cause us to draw away from God and go backwards. Which way are you going to turn? You got needs? You in trouble? This is a challenge of my own heart, folks. I live in a real world. I have real challenges in life that come my way, not just make-believe challenges. I have real issues in life to be dealt with. And I face the same thing each day. Our faith has to be renewed for that day. It's like the manna. Yesterday's faith won't suffice for today's difficulties and troubles. Now, it will help us, should help us, have confidence to find that faith. But each day, each new trial requires new reliance on God. And the question is, will we truly seek God? Or is it just something we say on Sunday because it sounds good and the sound nice in songs and sounds nice to say? But in real life, when we're living that life, is this a reality? Is there a living God who knows everything, who's able for everything, who created everything, who actually loves you and me, actually loves us and cares about us? Because if that's true, as His children, we really have nothing to worry about. As the song said, we have everything. That don't mean you have everything in your hand. But in Him, we have everything we need by the promise and by His love. Amen? Now I want to challenge you and challenge me that as we go through difficulties of life, we learn first to flee to God and to stay there so that we might be able to be a witness to those around us that our God is real and He's faithful. And though the answer may be delayed, we're yet confident God's good and God's taking care of it. Amen? Because I'm going to tell you, if we don't, if we pull away from God, begin to immerse ourselves in self-pity, it's real easy for self to get right back up into dictating what happens in our life. And the life of pleasing self and serving self is the life of sin that leads to death and destruction. Amen? May God help you. Our help comes from God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Our help comes from God. I don't care what avenue He brings it to us, whether He supplies your needs through a job, whether He supplies your needs through whatever means He chooses, whether He supplies health by helping you not get sick, or He supplies health by helping you get well, with whatever assistance of doctors or medication or whatever else you want to use. We still see it all as coming from God. Amen?
Amen.
All of it comes from God. That's what we need to see. Our job, our health, our families, our wisdom, our ability to figure things out. Everything comes from God. Our help comes from God. And that means when we're in time of trouble, that's where we ought to be going to find the help we stand in need of. Amen? I want to encourage you and me. I know we're in difficulty. I know we're in tight places. And I don't have an answer for a lot of it. I'll be honest with you. A bunch of things in my life I don't have an answer for. And a bunch of things in your life I don't have an answer for. Except this, and any of you that's come to me for counsel, including my own family or any rest, you can say amen to this. My most often response is, seek God. Seek God. Pray. Amen? Because He's able to lead you. He's able to guide you. Rely on God. I go back there time and time again because that's what my whole life is built on. And I believe as Christians, that's what our life should be built on. Rely on Him. He's not, if all else fails, He's the source of every good and perfect gift, the source of life itself, and that ought to be where we go first. And then everything else is just a channel that He's working through to give us what we need. Amen? Amen. May God help you. As you stand, we pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you.